not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, February 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening down in Lansing. We are looking at all of the activity going on, the discussions about Senate Minority Leader, Senate Majority Leader, all kinds of things happening in preparation for this upcoming May 5th election, special election, to elect a state senator for the 35th State Senate District. Also, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is proposing a workaround to try to negotiate with the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, on spending some of that money that's tied up in court. You remember late last year, the Republicans in the House refused $645 million to go toward quote-unquote work projects. This was little pet projects the Democrats had lined up, some of them going all the way back to 23, 24, when they were in the majority. Well, come January 1st, 2025, the Republicans took back the majority of the House, and Speaker Matt Hall and his Republican caucus spent the entire year going through every line item in the budget. They found a law from the 1970s that had not been used probably since it was passed. And what they did is in the House Appropriations Committee, they stopped the Democrats from spending, wasting $645 million on their pet projects. Well, of course, the Democrats took them to court. And in the very first round, the judge found in favor of the Republicans. Yeah, the law is there, even though it hasn't been used on a regular basis. It is on the books. Well, now the governor is wanting to renegotiate with the speaker for roughly about half of it. So we're going to get into that story. We're also going to be looking at some of these races that are starting to line up for leadership in the Senate. So kind of interesting activity going on down in Lansing. A lot of you yesterday texted me CMV for check my vote. I had roughly about 80 some people throughout the day text me as you guys were listening to the replay of the show and even this morning. If you haven't done it yet, what are you waiting for? I need you to text me CMV, check my vote. 231-360-5140, text me CMV. and I will send you the database link to Michigan's qualified voter files. By address, you can check and see who's registered there. Check your own address. Check your neighbors. Check your church, the address to your church. Check the address to some businesses in your township, your local grocery store, your gas station, contractors, HVAC people, plumbers, whatever address you can find, put it in there and see who's registered to vote. Commercial buildings, churches, cannot have anybody registered to vote there. If you find people there, you can flag them and let your local township clerk know about it. Well, where did you get this information? Oh, I went to the website, checkmyvote.org, clicked on Michigan, put in the address, and this is what I found. If we have to do their work, we will. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Thursday. going directly to Lansing. The truck is completely pre-tripped. We've checked everything. We kicked the tires. We checked the hoses. All the gauges are working. Everything is fine. Well, getting to Lansing this morning, for the very first time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration acknowledges that the House Republicans rejecting $645 million in work projects at the end of the year, well, she's admitting that $349 million of that money, roughly 54%, is unencumbered. What does that mean? Quote unquote, unencumbered. Means it hasn't been paid out yet. It hasn't been assigned. It's literally sitting there in a slush fund. So theoretically, it could be used to fill roughly 35% of the nearly $1 billion drop in state revenue numbers that's projected for this year. Looking at potentially only $779 million this calendar year and $1.1 billion for 2027's forecasted budget. That story, we reported on that last month, January 16th. Well, the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, the DTMB, asked a court to hold off on any further proceedings, on the work projects case while it is appealing it from a lower court ruling. Hey, guys, can you just put that on hold? We're going to have a conversation. We're going to negotiate. So just put it on hold for now. Well, the DTMB wants the process in general to move swiftly because the people of this state rely on the government to timely pass a budget each fiscal year, reads their legal brief they filed with the court. Now, House Speaker Matt Hall referenced the $349 million yesterday during his regular press conference to make the point that the Whitmer administration has clearly now done the math on which individual spending items were impacted by the House Republicans' work project cuts. And he wants to see whatever the list or documentation has been for her to come up with that number. Speaker Hall says very simply, quote, let's see what it is. We'll look through it and we'll say, okay for that $349 million. Now let's make a deal. But there may be some of it that we want to fund. Maybe there's some things that are very good, but maybe there's still a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse that needs to be eliminated. Well, meanwhile, Assistant Attorney General Adam DeBeer argued in today's filing that the state wants the Court of Appeals to rule on the, quote, legal weighty question, unquote, of whether the law that the House Appropriations Committee used to reject roughly about 25% of the administration's work project requests from November is even constitutional. State of Michigan filed an appeal with the Michigan Court of Appeals and asked the Michigan Supreme Court to consider the matter on January 27th, according to court records. Well, that didn't happen, and it was referred back to the Court of Appeals. The DTMB has asked the higher courts for a decision by February 13th or, quote, as soon thereafter as practicable, end quote. Now, the reason that date is important because it marks the deadline for the first step in the fiscal year 2027 budget process that is set in law by statute. This February 13th date triggers the process for next year's budget. So they need an answer on this money from last year. The lawsuit followed Attorney General Dana Nessel's formal opinion holding that the law the House Appropriations Committee used to deny the spending through the work project process is unconstitutional. Well, of course she did. She's a progressive socialist communist Democrat. And of course she wants to waste our money. She put that opinion out on January 7th, stating quite clearly, work project denials are unconstitutional. Speaker Matt Hall plans to sue. Well, here's the interesting part of this whole process. The committee's actions disapproved $644.9 million in already designated work project appropriations. What does that mean? Basically, the Democrats proposed spending this money. If there's any money left over from the budget, this is what we want to spend it on. Well, those projects spanned 18 different departments and agencies. The projects include prenatal and infant support programs, opioid settlement funds for healing and recovery efforts, nurse workforce development, and Native American health services, and more. Well, in January, Court of Claims Chief Judge Michael F. Godola granted a preliminary injunction blocking the spending of the work project funds. And he believes that the Republican-led House showed a likelihood of success on their merits based on the arguments they gave in his court. Well, in the filings, the Assistant Attorney General, this De Beer guy, argued that the House is asking the court to enforce an unconstitutional statute. De Beer argued that the legislators' power for funding appropriations through bills passed and presented to the governor has to be done. Once the appropriation becomes law, the legislature's role ends. It cannot claw back executive authority through a committee veto. And except for that law, that statute from the 1970s that you probably didn't even know about, De Beer, because you might not even been born yet. See, this is the part that just ticks me off. Why not look at the law and see what the law says? And very clearly, Matt Hall did. The House Republican caucus did. They probably even talked about it in their caucus meeting. They said, hey, guys, don't know who found it, but hey, there's a law from the 1970s, 50 years ago. Look at this. We, in a House committee, Appropriations Committee, or the Senate could do the same thing. Either chamber can veto spending by doing it in their Appropriations Committee. Probably a state representative, legislative aide, somebody found the law, brought it to Matt Hall's attention, and in caucus he probably said, let me see that. I don't know this happened. I'm just putting this together, connecting the dots. When Hall saw it, read it, and looked at the caucus and said, what do you guys think? Here, you read it. How do you read this? Well, evidently, they read that they could do it. So guess what? They did. And it shocked the Democrats in Lansing. It caught them totally off guard, and the governor as well. And basically, they stopped it from the checks going out. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel can give a legal opinion. And she went against the Republicans using this law, claiming that it was unconstitutional and never been challenged in court before. Well, guess what? That's the way it would have stood if the House Republicans didn't sue. But they did. They sued 2 days later on January 9th. House Republicans sued to overturn the Attorney General's opinion regarding work projects. That lawsuit started January the 9th. Because they filed the lawsuit, guess what? What they did in the Appropriations Committee stopping the spending of the money, it stopped it. The money's still sitting there. All of it. Well, finally, the governor's office took the time to go through the $644.9 million of projects and found $349 million hasn't been spent yet, unencumbered. So it's sitting there. So now they reached out to the appellate court and said, can you put this lawsuit on hold? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I need to talk to the speaker. We need to have a conversation. What Matt Hall is basically saying, folks, show me what you got. Show me your cards. Let me see exactly what you propose to want to spend the rest of the money on. See, this is where it gets interesting. Because you still have roughly about $300 million that they still want to spend of the $645. So this is going to be very, very, very interesting to see where they want to spend that money on and the ones they designated as not being spent yet that they could put toward the shortfall if revenues come down this year. But I think their projections is off, and I'll tell you why. Have you done your tax returns yet? Have you filed your 2025 taxes? You need to do it. Because you're going to get more money back than you thought. Now, I just got a very simple question for you. If you get more money back than what you thought you were going to get, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to save it? Are you going to pay down on some credit cards? Or are you going to spend it? I'm willing to bet some of us will probably spend a portion of it. And guess what happens when you spend it? Sales tax. Sales tax revenue is going to be higher than what they're projecting. That estimate conference of revenue projections they came out with in January, I think it's going to be higher revenue to the state than they think. Thank you, President Trump, and the One Big Beautiful Bill.